scump brasa.
That's our intro. Hello everyone and welcome to Bioscope Brasa. This is the show where two Brasa talk movie news, review shorts, and some cut in between. My name is Rosa Looney.
Oh nice. Squeeze it up.
Sometimes you have to.
I felt like you were squeezing both anuses and then I went with it too.
I don't have two anuses. I know this was a theory he was discussing before this. We started this thing.
The veracity of your annular region has not been established as yet.
Sure, but if you did have two anuses, are there two different intestines connected or does it split from the one intestine?
It's all the same intestine.
And you see, that's pointless.
No, why?
So you're just going to make more mess in your toilet.
More importantly, would you want them vertical or horizontal?
Not a thing. I want it inside the other one. I said
so you can double pump it.
It'll be faster. In and out. I spend too much time on the toilet. It's TikTok. You get piled like that.
You get amber. There's lotions for that.
Maybe let's get into the news.
Our where news and short.
Tomb Raider. Sorry, that's the parody. Sorry, I was referring to the porn parody. Womb Raider. It's a classic though.
Just as good as Saving Ryan's Privates and Position Impossible.
All classics.
All classics.
All in our collection. Tomb Raider.
If at first you don't succeed.
I didn't hate Alicia Vikander's Tomb Raider.
I thought she was really
well. It was decent. I think the script let her down a little bit. But overall, I think they could have built something really cool there.
Yeah, I thought they'd found a really... Like, she fit that role really well.
Oh, yeah. And yeah. I think she's amazing. It's a pity we don't see her in more stuff.
Yeah.
But anyway.
She has an Oscar already, so she's...
Yeah. So, they like... What are we gonna do with Tomb Raider? And we're like,
everything.
Oh, I know. The works. Let's give it the works.
Let's just do everything.
So they recruited Phoebe Waller-Bridge is actually in Tomb Raider. Phoebe Waller-Bridge to pen a script for a TV series. They are also doing a feature-length film and a new game. And I assume a comic book. Then why not?
Yeah, they will. That just ties it all together quite nicely.
But that's the thing. So it's all going to tie together in this Tomb Raider universe that no one asked for?
No. Also, this is Amazon, right? So I assume it's coming out on streaming and not even going to go to cinema then.
No.
It's an Amazon production.
It depends, I think. I think it depends on how big it is.
The streamers don't care about how big it is.
Well, Amazon can afford not to care, I think.
Have they ever made a movie that went to cinema first, though?
Not that I can remember. But, I mean, I'm not good at memory. So, just an idea of the amount of money they have. They spent $250 million for the rights to Lord of the Rings. That's excluding production.
Yeah, just the rights.
Just the rights.
Yeah.
And I think like they're like, well, we've got money to burn.
Show us
Jeffrey Bezos, CEO entrepreneur. I'm gonna make some Lord of Croft law, Jeffrey. Yo, pause, my bro. When is our album dropping?
I don't know. Damn. But that what's it? The ring? What's it? The One Ring?
The show to rule them all.
But that's the show's name, right?
No, it's the Rings of Power.
Rings of Power.
Yes, it is out.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Do you want it?
No, I'm fine.
Are you on Amazon?
Yeah.
Okay.
Remember you should I told watch you, it. Me and Jamie do, she has Amazon.
Shout out to Jamie. I haven't heard of Jamie's name in a long time.
So long, eh?
Yo, she hasn't complained about anything.
For a while now. She stopped supporting us.
What? Why?
Got worn down. We're going to have to advertise that
the job is done. The job is done, Jamie.
Just weigh them down gradually.
I wait.
2.5 years.
So, yeah, I think they're spending big bank on this.
Yeah.
But to what end? They've tried this before.
And Phoebe Waller-Bridge is like, she can kind of do no wrong in Hollywood.
Yeah,
also.
Until she does.
Until she does, until you find out, well, actually. But
I mean, it does fit, though. A complex female, strong character. Mm. It fits with her.
It does. And she's doing Indiana Jones now, so that adventure element is also brought in there. And she's, I think she is writing there as well.
And
right?
I'm not going to be mad at her getting work at all, bruh.
I'm not. I mean, Fleabag was probably one of my top three series in the last couple of years.
Right? Fleabag is amazing.
But
season two. Yo.
But what will she bring to this game franchise?
Look, I mean, if it's stemming from the TV series, then it'll bleed over. I think they'll hire the creatives. They'll do all of that.
But you see, your problem there is you need the TV series.
Well, it's not my problem.
It's going to be yours. I can hear your investment here.
No, because I like Phoebe Waller-Bridge and I really like Tomb Raider. I think it's a good... Lara Croft is one of the best characters ever. Especially like the evolution of her to being like over-sexualized when she started. Everybody likes that pointy tits for some reason. Fucking giant.
That's my Lara.
To her now, where Alicia Vikander, a serious fucking actress, can take on the role and do something cool with it. So this character can work if done right. But again, Jody, we'll just have to see.
We'll just have to be patient.
See what Jeffrey does.
Jeffrey Bezos.
I think what's giving them steam is the success of The Last of Us.
Yeah.
Have you started that?
I haven't. I want to wait until there's more out.
No, you can't because of TikTok. Remember, Gen Z don't give a fuck about spoilers.
True. That's true.
So we watch it every week.
I don't have the game investment. I don't play the game.
I don't think you need to because so far, I mean, it's too early to tell, but they've already been renewed for season 2.
Yeah, because they've broken records with their first 2 episodes.
Aware. So far, every performance is great. The story I'm invested in, and there's, I don't want to call them zombies, but the infected is also like, you still get to see like the scope of it. And there's callbacks to the game, which is cool for the people who have played
who
the game.
Played it,
but I think if you come in blind, it's still great. Mm-hmm. We will see, Jody. Famous
patiently
last words of this episode. Brought to you by...
We will see.
Wait, no. It
window
was,
lean.
It was supposed to be brought to you by 857.
Brought to you by Allergex.
Bless you. It was supposed to be brought by 857, but Alton overslept.
Because he's a party animal.
So maybe the next episode is brought to you by
857.
The style to be seen in.
Don't be an eye.
That was the tagline of Felicia Eyewear.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Felicia Mabuza, I'm not so subtle. Felicia Eyewear, the look to be seen in.
Oh, wow.
Yo, why is that in my head?
No idea.
People on the sun. No. Attack the Block. I love that film.
Yes.
How do you feel about it?
Love it.
I know.
We watched it fairly recently.
I also watched it recently. Did you watch it with me?
We had a reason to watch it.
Where that... Oh, we
remember the guest I didn't guest.
Oh, shit. That's right. You shall not be named.
Yeah.
Nah, we will have him on again soon as
life gets sorted.
Oh, wait. But Attack the Block, John Boyega's debut, one of our favorite films.
Joe
Cornish's debut. Nobody knows who he is,
the
but fine.
Of the movie.
No, I get it. But I mean.
Context.
Sure. But he now has a show, another show on Lockwood & Co., I think on Netflix, which is getting good reviews. It's aimed at the younger audience. But he is looking at revisiting acting the block. Attack the Block.
Yeah, him and John Boyega are doing pre-production, basically, at this point.
Yeah.
The two of them will act as producers, lead star, and director again. And they feel like there's definitely more story to tell here. John Boyega's like, I still have all my notes on my character.
Yeah.
It was my first role.
Yeah, bruv.
It was like, the fact that they are subtitles.
Yeah, Wagwan.
No, all English. But they are subtitles.
But yeah, I mean, I'm not mad at this. They can position him in any time of his life. He can still be in the hood or whatever. Mm. Or maybe he moved out the hood, but he has to revisit the hood to save the hood. Who knows?
I'm down.
Down like Chinatown.
Yeah, this is one of the better invasion films that have come out.
And I think if they have the bigger, a bigger, I mean, I did like the indie feel of it. Mm. The design of the aliens were really cool.
Yeah.
Maybe they can marry the two.
The production value was great. Yeah. Even on a smaller budget, it didn't feel cheap at all.
No, it didn't. Like, especially if you got young characters, they have to be good.
Yeah.
Because they carry this film and they
did.
Yeah, with aplomb.
Uh-huh.
So, Joe Cornish is working. Let's see what he does, bruh.
They both are super busy. So, no, I'm not sure when. They're
like
this both happens.
Like you and me, too.
You know? And I mean, we've been approached to star in many a movie, but we turn them down.
We have to.
Scheduled.
Also, I don't want to be typecast.
Yeah.
They always want me to be the leading man.
You know? Need someone with two anuses in this movie.
What the fuck is going on with this anus story? Goodness. So the Razzies, counterpoint to the Oscars, they award the worst films of the year. It's not as serious. It's a joke. It's all in good fun, I would say.
Yes.
Up until now.
Yeah, fuck, man. Why would you nominate a 12-year-old actress?
I think they want the age of consent to be decreased. For bad awards.
Shout out to the homie, Justin.
No, it ain't my homie, shit.
Okay,
it is widely known that Firestarter was one of the worst films of last year.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't watch it, and I didn't want to give you the film because you are a Stephen King fan.
Yes, and I watched the original with Drew Barrymore.
Which was also bad.
Also atrocious.
So it's like, okay, let's adapt it, but let's somehow make it worse.
Yeah.
Fine.
By the way, but they did use a proper Native American person this time, what they call him, first persons,
yeah,
to play the role of the guy who was
Firestarter.
No. The guy who was a first person from the US in the film.
Okay.
Apparently.
Well, I think there's enough Native American actors to there. Never cast another race person as a Native American ever again.
Yeah.
Shout out to Thunderdome. What's her name? Amber Thunder.
Amber Thunder.
No, it's something else. Amber Thunderstorm. Mud Thunder. Amber Mud Thunder. Here we go. Shout out to her. Pray, one of my favorites.
Man, you got there.
I did. So, this story is weird because the Razzies found it appropriate to nominate a 12-year-old
for worst actress.
Worst actress of 2022.
Yeah, I mean, fuck, like, mental health and the damage this would do to a child actor doing their absolute best in the role.
My bro, she has a cell phone. You think she's not going to see this fucking story? You think she doesn't have friends that have been like, whoa, you nominated for a Razzie. Mm. What a fucking loser.
Yeah, apparently quite a few people, including Drew Barrymore.
Oh, Drew Barrymore. And you know what? Drew Barrymore, child actor as well, had so many fucking issues growing up.
Yes.
The fact that she turned out the way she did is a miracle.
Like, by the skin of a teeth.
She was an alcoholic at like before she turned 15 or something.
People forget about that entire phase of her life. Jesus. Between like E.T. and
phoning home.
Like between E.T. and when he calls home.
Yeah.
Between E.T. and what was it?
Charlie's Angels.
Charlie's Angels. No, but the 90s movies. Yeah. Like, they forget
all that. All those rom-coms and stuff. Yeah. Like, before all that. And the fact that she turned out to be such a wonderful human being, to our knowledge, is astounding. And she, as that came up that way, looks at this and says, like, I mean, I can just imagine to be like, what the fuck are they thinking?
Mm. I mean, yes, this is from one of the people who created the Razzies. Sometimes you do things without thinking.
Yeah.
Then you are called out for it.
Dope.
Then you get it.
Ah.
It's why the Razzies were created in the first place.
Okay.
That's a strong pivot there, Ross.
Look.
A strong pivot into what the fuck are you talking about?
The fact that they needed this to happen before you got it is ridiculous.
Oh, wow. Wait, there's more. I want to read the last part for you.
Yeah, hit me.
We have never intended to bury anyone's career. It is why our Redeemer Award was created. We all make mistakes, very much us included. Since our motto is own your bad, we realize that we ourselves must also live up to it. Sincerely, John Wilson.
John, what a class act.
Mm.
So apparently they've raised the age of the nominees, like no, because now they made it a rule now. No one under 18 years of age may be considered for the award.
Mm.
So sure, liquor, quiet. But like, this just, it seems all very TMZ to me,
yeah,
which is a little gross.
Yeah.
And I think they got high on their own sauce.
Yo, bro, I'm actually seeing like some more things here. Eh? Gary Coleman was nominated at 14. Macaulay Culkin at 14 was nominated 3 times in 1995.
Gee whiz.
And Jake Lloyd from Star Wars was 11 when he was nominated.
Mental issues because of the, like the backlash that he got from it.
Yeah.
That's nuts, me, bro. Can you not die?
Power of the internet, though. Like, look there. Like, in the past, nothing ever came from, like, going after those kids. And now it's there's backlash. There's people who are actually
looking for accountability, which is cool. That's a cool thing about the internet. That's true. When it's used for good.
When?
But, like, don't have children, I think, is the the lesson, yeah.
Don't raid that womb.
Vin Diesel. We haven't spoken about it. I've spoken about
not
him
for a while.
I actually miss it.
I put this one in for you.
Listen, Emmy, would you like Vin Diesel weekly updates or?
This isn't Ezra Miller at all.
So who would you want weekly updates on?
I don't want weekly updates on anyone.
Oh. Sure. We'll find someone.
Yeah. Someone that you get to
someone that she loves, him. Yeah. Oprah.
Felicia Mabuse.
Where she's back of the moon. So Vin Diesel, he shared a new piece of concept art from the long gestating Riddick 4 Furia.
Cool. Four movies, Ross?
Yes, I can't believe it's four
Can
movies.
You name the other three?
Yes, so I'll get you.
Pitch Black.
No, can you just ask me if I can name it.
Okay.
Pitch Black.
Yeah.
Okay? Then we have The Chronicles of Riddick. Then we have...
More Chronicles.
It's not the Narnia one. He did another one. Just give me a second.
Is the third one the one where he negotiated for the rights so that he would come back for the Fast franchise?
Oh, the third one's just called Riddick.
Bold move.
Yeah, like, it's just called Riddick.
Like Fast and the Furious.
Yeah, so it's Pitch Black, Chronicles of Riddick, Riddick.
Riddick.
And then this is Ridiculous. No.
Riddick, Riddick 4 Furious.
Yeah. Funny thing though. The game was actually really good.
Is it?
Yeah, the Riddick game was amazing because it utilized his night vision and all that. It was really fucking cool. Anyway,
nice.
Jody, question for you.
Yes.
Who wants this?
Apparently, Vin wants this. And what vehicle identification number wants, vehicle identification number gets.
Oh, shit. Yes, he does. But this is going to be another bomb, I think.
Oh, Cole Urban has a character from Blood In, Blood Out, Vaco, who's apparently coming back.
Vaco Loco?
Yeah. His character forever was Vaco.
Oh, no, yes. He was in the Chronicles of Riddick.
Yes, he's returning.
Shit, he was the one that tried to take over.
Vaco, who I assume was in Blood In, Blood Out.
So Tandy Newton pushed him to kill the leader of the necromancers.
Exactly.
But he must. And then Riddick got that guy in the head. Do you remember?
No, I haven't watched any of
it. I don't hate that film. It's not a good film.
Yeah.
But I didn't hate it.
Yeah. I put this in for you.
I didn't like Riddick though. I think Riddick was the boring one. But Pitch Black is underrated. Yes. That movie is a solid
sadly
film.
Sadly underseen. Yeah. And also maybe the argument here is for if you have a quiet character, you don't have to make a whole franchise about him. Because Riddick was the standout character in Pitch Black.
Yeah, but he worked so well there because he wasn't like the full star necessarily.
Exactly. You get him in snippets.
Yes. And it was like, oh, the boy that's actually a girl, pretending to be a boy, that whole thing was cool. I mean, she did come back in the killer in the...
I can't remember.
Was I free? Anyway, look, I'll watch this at home.
Listen, yeah. After initially announcing that work on the fourth Riddick movie was underway in 2014.
This is Black Adam all over again.
And I mean, that didn't go
well. No, it didn't go well.
That didn't go wrong.
But also, okay, let's switch franchises for a bit. I saw an interesting question. What if Fast X doesn't make the desired amount of money that they require?
I think that
do you think they'll cancel the next one?
No, I think Universal's all in on this now at this point.
Universally speaking.
Yeah, they're all in on it.
They just push all their chips in and they're like...
They're sitting with a 2-7 all in.
Always bet on Vin.
2-7.
But I mean, I hope we were talking about this last night, actually. And Elton was like, he doesn't get it. And we think he only saw Tokyo Drift. And I'm like, you missed the best ones.
Yeah.
5, 6, 7, those are class.
Yeah.
8 and 9, little less class. But I'm hoping.
But when the franchise was good, you cannot take
away.
But
I'm hoping that they pivot a little. They fix things a little bit. They look at what they've done. And they actually, instead of, you know, the Rock model of like bigger, better, bigger, bigger, bulk, natty, you just like, okay, let's take it back a bit. Mm-hmm. Let's bring it back to 5, 6, 7.
Yes.
And we build something. We end on a strong note.
Yeah. Not likely, though.
Not likely.
Not likely.
No.
I like that.
Yeah.
Because I think the problem
is someone's got to die.
Well, yes. Like an actual death.
Yes.
But I think the problem
Who would you want to die?
It has to be Brian. It's the logical choice.
Brian's dead already.
He's not dead in story.
No, I know. But I mean, like, are they not going to bring that guy back?
That's why I'm saying they have to kill him off.
I also vote Letty. I also vote Letty.
But Letitia's raising 2 children at this point.
I forget her name is Letitia. I forgot the name. But you're right. I think Letty's got to die because I can guarantee fucking tea. It's not going to be Vin Diesel.
No, it's not.
Unless he will die in the last one.
Yeah.
As a sacrifice.
To save his family.
Yeah.
He will
have to hold up an entire mountain for everyone to get out.
Like the Hulk.
Exactly.
And then they will burn Samson vibes, and his ashes.
But his power is actually the lack of hair.
Yes.
That's
and as soon as he starts sprouting follicles,
then they're like, "Oh, I'm getting weaker. I need to shave."
Yeah. In story, the thing that would make the most sense.
Why you make that noise?
Paul is killing Brian.
Killing Paul and Brian.
Yeah.
So real life.
Get Paul out. Exhume that body.
Let's put a few bullets in that coffin. Oh, bro, you're
kids
rude.
Tell them to do it.
But he was also a groomer, apparently.
Yeah, 16.
Oh, gross. I don't even know.
You do the math.
This is the thing. Like, as a 38-year-old man, when I look at teenagers, it's not lust that
attraction
I feel. It is a fear. Teenagers
just
scare me.
I just worry about the pop culture references that they're gonna make that I can't keep up with.
No. The thing is, Jody, you need to not try.
You don't
try and be cool. Don't try and catch
Have
everything.
Have you seen me? I don't try and be cool at all.
Yeah, I know. So keep that up. Keep that up. Don't try. Never mind their references. You can Google it in secret afterwards. And then you hit them with a surprise and you're like...
But I'm too tired afterwards because you've spent like 10 minutes with teenagers.
But yeah, I do not get that whole attraction for children.
Riddick. That was a very odd pivot.
I will watch anything at home that Vin Diesel does.
Anything.
I actually want him to do something different. I want to see him in like a serious performance, even a comedy or something.
I really think he should. At this point, it's almost like his ego is just like blown up to the point of I only do like superstar shows.
He must do something tight. He must do like a comedy or something.
Find me guilty. You know, like that
but,
random shit
I didn't,
he used to do.
I remember we watched The Pacifier.
Oh.
And his smile is actually scary.
Yeah.
It's a weird thing to see him smile.
It's not natural. Oh, my word.
Can you stop?
I've got a lot of phlegm. That's our sandwich. The buttons don't give me phlegm, Abigail. It's the allergies. Damn it.
Are you smoking allergies?
No. I snort allergies.
Sec, it's time for a review.
This week we are reviewing Netflix's You People, directed
by... What do you mean, You People?
You People, damn it. Directed by the writer and creator of Blackish, Kenya Barris.
Whoa, you need to say them all. Blackish, Grownish, Mixedish.
Yeah, I don't know.
All of them, and Black as Fuck.
Yeah. A new couple and their families reckon with modern love amid culture clashes. Yara Ross, move your cursor.
Oh, my bad.
Amid culture clashes, societal expectations, and generational differences. This movie has a cast of note. We have Jonah Hill, Laura London, David Duchovny, Nia Long, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, and Eddie Murphy.
It's Lauren London.
What did I say?
Laura.
Lauren London.
Just say Lauren London.
Lauren London.
I'm not going to edit it.
I know. Lauren, London, say it naturally.
Yeah. This is a call for Lauren, London. The Huron, London.
When you hear the signal.
0, 2, 1. Okay. Yeah, you people. Mm. I remember I saw this trailer and I was like, oh, it's Guess Who's Coming to Dinner. But I was
And Meet the Fuckers.
Yeah. I think it's Fuckers. I mean, I'm not an expert.
My cousin had a friend. My bro, I Meet the Fuckers.
Can he milk a cat? That's the question. Yeah, so you can milk anything with nipples.
Anything.
So I saw the trailer and I was like, oh, okay, this is Guess Who's Coming to Dinner. And then it was like, oh, Eddie Murphy. Mm-hmm. Jonah Hill, who's been making some quality stuff. He doesn't usually get involved with things that are nowadays that are of low quality.
Yeah.
And
Kenya Barris is involved.
Let's just wait for that too.
Yes. If she's not farting.
Okay, Kenya Barris, we're going to touch on him because I don't know if that's a positive at this point. That's we'll touch on that.
Yep.
And then I was like, cool, you have a Jewish family and a Muslim family.
And obviously
white and black. Yeah. So I thought there's going to be another element added to it. There's going to be another level of discussion and discourse.
Mm. There's not.
We're not in spoilers yet.
First of all, I don't even know that there's much we can spoil in this movie.
No, I mean they say quite a lot. It's a tale as old as race. Mm. And you know they speak. Come in. It's fine. It's too late. It's almost nine. The sponsor for this episode just walked just in the door. Away, it's Elton, and he brought things to put on. Give him water, Shane.
He looks droog op jou.
Did you bring a steamer? No, it
doesn't. Cleveland. Why are your eyes so small, man?
A Cleveland steamer.
Why are your eyes so small, man?
Also, it's 11:24. So, let's get into it. We know the story. Everyone knows the story. Yeah. They've seen it before. A black woman or white man or white man, white woman or black man, they fall in love. And
their families meet.
Hijinks ensue.
Yeah.
Their families meet and they're like, oh, but you're black. And oh, but you're white. And we're so fucking different. And this is funny.
Vraagie. Question.
Yeah.
Was this relationship believable to you? Like the romantic side of it?
They only kissed at the end.
I couldn't understand like how I was supposed to be invested in
this
something.
This is the thing. So I don't know if this portrayed. Is... you know nothing about Lauren London, eh?
I do. She was in This Christmas.
Okay. You know nothing about Lauren London's life. No. Let's say. Okay. So she was married to Nipsey Hussle.
Okay.
And Nipsey Hussle was killed.
He died like what? 4 years ago?
Now? Yeah.
Two years ago.
I have time blindness. It doesn't matter. Yeah. So, he was murdered. He was a well-respected rapper and person.
Hustler, like.
Yeah, Hustle, University, whatever. Not University, but anyway. So her image was never like thought or anything like that. Mm. Like her image was always like, yo, she's a beautiful woman. Mm. She's married to Nipsey Hussle. They were all about positivity.
Yes.
And I think it was like out of respect thing. Mm. I think because she's still, if you look at her social media and stuff, she's still posting about Nipsey Hussle. Mm. She's still, you know, writing that message.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of love there. There's a lot of, I mean, she went through a traumatic event to kids and all that jazz. And I think that was taken into account here and bringing her on. And I think that showing them, because even when they touched each other physically, it wasn't like, it was a little awkward for me.
It that's what I'm like saying. I didn't have that background, but at no point did I believe they were dating. Mm-hmm. Like, it just wasn't believable to me.
No. And I mean, they both, like, she was good. Mm. And I mean, in terms of a performance, and, you know, Jonah Hill's Jonah Hill.
Yeah.
So Jonah Hill's gonna Jonah Hill.
Yes. Very much.
Very much. And his eyes were just amazing.
Sometimes to his detriment.
No, but that's, we're gonna get into my issues with the script as well, or lack thereof. Who knows? But Jonah Hill put in a solid performance in terms of what he had to do. He came there and he did it. Mm. Even Eddie Murphy, I was telling her, there were glimpses of the old Eddie that came through.
Eddie had some of my biggest lols.
When he was like, he shit himself. Yeah. Like, his eyes lit up. And I was like, oh, there's Eddie.
But there's a, like speaking more generally now about the acting, there's very much like a downplaying of those exaggerated traits that some of these actors have. Eddie is very
except
like,
for Julie Louis-Dreyfus. Yeah. She was cranked up to 11. Yes. Yeah, but I think that's her mother. She's overbearing.
But everyone else was kind of like,
except for David Duchovny. Why was he there?
Russ, I told you, David Duchovny's relationship with Netflix, eh? It's not working.
And man was bored, man.
It's not working for him. He's just an ordinary person.
He's just an ordinary person.
I mean, they gave him the exhibit thing. They gave him the exhibit thing and they just ran with it. I don't know why.
It's not only that. I just think he didn't want to be there.
No.
He doesn't want to act.
He doesn't, and they keep putting him in shit.
I think he has to pay for his lifestyle.
That's true. Because I think like the whole thing with him is that Californication was actually real life.
Yeah, but like who's watching? Who's re-watching Californication?
No one.
Exactly. So he's not earning residuals from that.
But also, that character is actually what he was like in the real life.
Exactly. So he's got to beat up Push.
Yeah.
Fucking bitches all the time. Mm. Yeah, I don't know why he was there. Even Nia Long, who is an all-star, wasted.
Just wasted, yeah.
And she looks so good. I mean, not that that plays into anything, but I mean, I had a crush on her since Friday.
Ah, dude. Like,
I mean, not Friday, the day, the movie, Friday.
Since like 2 days already. But yes, she is an all-star, and like basically everyone else seems to be there to service Eddie Murphy and Julie Louis-Dreyfus as the parents, and then
the problematic parents.
The problematic parents who, in the greater scheme of things, were they really even that problematic with the other issues?
Well, I couldn't fucking sit there with that guy. You just I'm not putting myself through that shit.
No, I'm talking about never mind. Maybe that spoiler territory that we can get into.
I don't know what you're getting to, so I won't know until.
I also don't know what would be considered a spoiler for this movie because it's a rom com. It's like everyone
there's
knows.
No spoilers, really.
Yeah.
That'll be all, folks. Tony, any shout outs? No, you're not far off. It really had a lot of potential. I honestly thought that Jonah Hill having a writing credit would elevate this film.
I had trepidation going in because I knew they would only discuss the racial stuff on a surface level. You can't expect more from it.
I didn't expect that.
So
I actually expected a deeper discussion. I actually thought, because it's Muslim and Jewish, I thought they'd touch on the Palestine issue.
But this is what I had to explain to Jen as well, because our idea of Muslim, like being from Cape Town, is very different. And we don't have that racial element of like Nation of Islam in the US and their connection to black people and anti-slavery.
Yeah.
We don't understand that as much as we understand like Islam within a South African context.
True.
So that whole racialization of the religion there is like part of the discussion here, but also very surface level.
And it was all surface.
You know what I mean?
There was nothing added to the conversation.
Yeah. They sick of thought the two biggest things that you can talk about each of these like two different groups of people, Holocaust and slavery.
Yeah.
Let's compare it.
They're kind of the same thing.
Bold statement.
I'm joking. It's one of the jokes in the film where they compare him. So a story is he's a podcaster, he's whatever, and he falls in love with her. They have a meet cute, and then they have to struggle with the family, you know, coming together and understanding each other and all this guy.
Yeah.
That's it? Yeah, I'm not going to delve into the story. Should we delve into spoilers?
Yeah, let's do that. What did you think, Russ? Was this quite a nigh?
Okay, this was a nigh for me.
I'll say on the balance of probabilities, I'll say it's okay. I'll say it's quite. I actually had moments where I laughed. Like there was some, I had some chuckles.
I'll tell you, I also had moments where I laughed. Approximately 3.
You could count.
2 hours, Jody.
Okay, the length was bad.
2 hours.
I'm just saying overall I was like, okay, that's okay. And if it's okay, it's quiet.
You're wrong.
Okay.
You lied to yourself.
That opinion is a lie.
Okay.
Yo.
She's gonna never ever at your funeral. She's gonna make a
Abby,
speech.
You can't, how can you compare this?
Interstellar.
This was Interstellar.
Because Interstellar was a sucker.
The reason that Abby won't go to cinema.
Anyway, I'm gonna go into make spoiler sound for whatever reason.
Yeah.
There's nothing to spoil.
They get
together in the end.
The parents save the relationship.
Their first kiss is at their wedding.
Yeah. And it's not awkward at all. No. That kiss is romantic AF.
Okay. It had so much potential.
It did. But like I said, I laughed. And
Where did you laugh? Tell me specifically.
That's the thing. The movie just washed over me. I went into this thinking they're not going to address race. They're going to talk about shit on a superficial level. And for that, I was like, fine with just having a laugh every now and
cool.
again.
Cool. I'll tell you when I laugh.
Okay.
When Eddie Murphy said, and then he shit himself yeah. in the car, I laughed for Mike Epps.
Mike Epps was...
Who should be in more things.
Yes.
Why is he not in more things?
I think he blacklisted himself for... There was something that he said not long ago that actually got people upset.
God damn it. Mike Epps is so good. It's the only reason that movie All About the Benjamins were...
I would have started with a credit line.
Watch it every year.
I would have started a credit line. Got myself.
35, 47, 45. But he's like... He said, what did he say when he makes fun of that bra for his forehead? Oh. You don't have dreams, you have movies.
Anyways, Mike Epps, hilarious.
Let's just talk about All About the Benjamin. Now, Mike Epps was really good, but he only comes in like way close to the end.
Yeah, right at the end.
I like Jonah Hill is really good at funny throwaway comments in reaction to what's happening.
Yeah, but you know,
those are so few and far between that it's like it doesn't warrant his, you know, comedic talent.
So a few things that didn't work with this character for me is, and this is very much me, because the pop culture, you can only speak for yourself. The pop culture shit was like, yeah, I can't keep up with what him and Mo were talking about.
Okay, I knew exactly like what they were talking about.
I know. I knew you would be totally fine.
But I'm about the culture, Jody.
I know.
Why do you not care about the culture?
I do care, but I don't take up that space of occupying it. You know what I mean?
Well, it sounds like you don't care because you have to take up that space if you care.
I couldn't keep up with that.
Joke. Wow, you got none of the Drake references.
None. Literally none.
You got none of the Drake references.
None of it.
Because they were talking in the movie, they were talking about how he feels in terms of Drake albums. So he's like, I feel like, what's the one where he's sitting on top of the Toronto thing? Views. He's like, I feel like Views, Drake. I'm all sad and looking over the city and stuff. And she's like, no, you need to be more like CLB Drake. You know, don't give a fuck. You need to be. And he's like, I can't be like CLB Drake. Okay. I feel more like Take Care Drake. Okay. I'm sitting in a restaurant alone. And they're referring to this.
This doesn't make it any funnier for me. This doesn't help me at all.
Wow. I understand what you're saying.
So pop culture stuff.
The sneaker culture you kind of got though.
No, also. Ross, do you see what I wear? Do you think I would get any of that?
What you wearing a pair of, it's classic Pumas.
Yeah, suede. But
I'm wearing Birkenstock.
Then also like his best friends made fuckle sense to me because it's him and Mo.
Yeah.
And their group of friends is a bunch of racist white guys that do coke and shit.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the fuck? Yeah. How does this even...
But I think that was a bit that... I think Andrew Schultz, like, that's got him written all over it.
It does. But it makes no sense in terms of the movie.
Yeah.
Like, none.
I will say this also. A lot of the dialogue, nobody talks like that.
No.
The way he was digging himself into a hole in every conversation, I was like, why like are you
how are you going down this route? With
nobody this? Speaks like yeah. that. Nobody will say those things yeah. to parents that you meet for the first time.
Yes.
So that was unrealistic.
Yeah, it was really stupid.
Yeah. Who does that? Yeah. You don't meet parents for the first time and say that she knows a way around your penis. Mm. Who the fuck will
she's
say that?
And she's not inexperienced.
Yeah. Come on, man. To Muslim parents, no less.
Yeah. No, that was stupid. I also feel like there's like random times where they showed like the Muslim parents with like drinks, like alcoholic looking drinks.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
That was just not paying attention to
the So that again. I think adding the fact that they were Muslim was like a not
just,
something
just to make it Jewish and Muslim.
Yeah. yeah, it wasn't to actually look at the culture and be like the proper cultural differences.
Yeah, because they bring up Farrakhan and it's To what end, other than he gave him a kufi?
Anti-Semitic and that he gave him a kufi.
A kufi.
Kufi, they call it.
Yeah.
The other thing also with that, bringing in like the differences of them being Jewish and Muslim, you could have pointed out in a nice, like poignant way, the similarities between the two.
Yeah.
And the fact that they are, you know, they're similar in a lot of ways.
Points of understanding as opposed to just playing.
But again, it's surface level bullshit. And this is where I want to talk about Kenya Barris, okay?
Okay. Okay.
No, I'm kidding.
I'll move back. I'll let you.
But let's talk about Kenya Barris because he's the creator, he's the director of this film.
Director and writer.
He's the creator of Blackish, Grownish, Mixedish, and
Sweet-ish.
Black as Fuck.
Shish-ish.
You have to name them all. And we've watched two of those shows. We watched Black as Fuck. And I do love Blackish as well. But you got Anthony Anderson. And amazing. You got Tracy Ellis Ross, Nepo Baby. You got...
But amazing.
Yeah, amazing. I mean, the son, that whole cast is good.
Yeah.
The character development is also good.
And the way that actual racial issues and stuff are discussed on...
Exactly.
It's just much better.
I think that is his best project ever. But now he's like watered down to the point where, like you say, the internet has started calling him out as well. For doing the same shit every single time. It's always this and they're mixed and this.
Successful black people.
Successful black people.
Okay, I'll give that one because I think it's at least it's not, which still is a thing, like you need to depict people of color as struggling all the time. So Kenya Barris in the stuff that he's created does not embrace that at all. He's always depicting successful black
but
people.
But I mean, we don't have to see it through his lens every single time.
Yeah, it's true.
Jordan Peele does it better, I think, even though I have my issues with him.
Nope.
Are you mad that it wasn't nominated for anything?
I don't care.
Nice. That is the correct answer. So through his specific lens, it's a lot of the repetition of the same thing. There's a lot of black creators that are borderline Tyler Perry's. And he's heading in this direction now, especially with this. You got a chance to say something of value and you totally shat the bed.
So that's where when I spoke to Jen about this, I told her that, again, with me going into this thinking they can't get into any of the issues too deeply because it's a barely under two-hour movie. But in the series, you don't have to you don't have to discuss race in relation to jobs. You don't have to discuss, like, all of these different things in one episode. You can do it in a more nuanced way across many episodes and therefore discuss each issue a bit more deeply.
Oh, yeah.
But here it's like, They brought up so much cuck that they couldn't actually deal with. Pick your battle.
Yeah.
And as a relationship, like that's why I said earlier, I don't get why Eddie Murphy and Julie Louis-Dreyfus' characters were the problems because even them as a couple, there's lots of stuff that they bring up that is related to them and their understanding of each other's race, which is bigger issues than like Eddie Murphy was a bitchy, like why did he come to my bachelor party and... Why is Julie Louis-Dreyfus doing this? That I would have more focused on, like them and their relationship and their understanding of each other's cultures as opposed to the parents are there to make cuck.
Yeah. No, I get that. It's just a lot of surface level stuff. Even the podcast where he's supposed to talk about black culture, right? His character is a lot like Rosenberg, in my opinion, who's been involved in hip hop and black culture since I can remember. And I assumed that's who they based it on because he's a podcaster. The show with Ebro and shit, they talk about these issues and stuff and music and everything. But they didn't really talk about music. And every time he was in the context of a black situation, it's like he had no idea what to do.
Yeah.
And someone who
like
fucking...
Like taking a parents to Roscoe...
Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles. Yeah. When they took him to the barbershop, him not knowing of wearing red in a crib with...
Well, he understood opposite. The context of it.
Yeah, but then he didn't take off his hoodie anyway. Yeah. So it's like, if you grew up in hip-hop culture and black, or understanding hip-hop culture and black culture and whatever, you would not be that ignorant.
And I also feel like there it was disingenuous to... Because when he then turns it around, he talks later about... Like, I'm in this culture, and I'm not part of it, so I also feel out because my own people don't accept me because I'm into this.
Oh, shame.
I'm like, fuck, man. Like, just, like, that's not that much of a struggle.
But that's the thing. They could have highlighted the fact that white people in hip-hop will always be visitors, no matter what. Eminem is a fucking visitor, okay? You want to think he's the greatest hip-hop artist of all time? whatever. But he's a fucking visitor because the culture inherently is black. Hip hop is a black art form. So him being someone whose best friend is queer, black, fucking...
Which I felt was underused.
Underused, like, totally.
Like, why
the advice from that friend was stupid.
But why have Mo there as my gender-fluid black friend and then there's nothing done with that other than Mo was my gender-fluid black friend?
Exactly. It's like the most...
Who is best friends with racist white people with Andrew Schultz's character?
Oh, yeah. Like they're like, no, we have to pay him with the most marginalized person. Yes. In the world.
To show how accepting he is.
Aware. And to no end. Yeah. For nothing. Yeah. So Jody, this movie was cack for me. I think we do.
You're getting me to change my mind.
Really angry that we had to stay up really late.
And watch it.
Yeah.
To watch Megan.
No, to watch the rest of it.
Oh yeah, you only finished it.
Yeah, because some people wouldn't leave.
I would like to rather go
No, it actually upset me as well. The potential of this film and what actually came to be was
Did you
ridiculous.
Tell Abby whose choice this one was?
No, it was her choice.
Right? No, but I didn't say we need to review this one.
No, she did.
You bastard. So
it's
your
fault. You tell me I must
be a fucking producer and you need
to... She was producing.
No, but...
Produce quality.
No, she was producing. It just came out. This is dropping Wednesday. It's relevant. You know she's right, Jody.
No, that's right. That's right.
It's a pity that this movie wasn't better.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are going to watch this movie thinking that it's going to be awesome like we did because it's Eddie Murphy and like fucking Omar
Epps. And Nia Long, who looks amazing.
Yes.
Okay, calm the fuck down, bro. Jesus.
You should have recorded this one at my house.
That's how I get to speak my truth.
Turn it up.
No, I'm joking. But yeah, we thought that this was going to be our in with Netflix essay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Not so much, right?
It's not. So we won't tag them in this post. Is that what you're saying?
We can.
Okay. So yeah, it's a nine for me. I think there's nothing more I have to say about this film.
Yeah. I think I'm going to switch mine also. Now that we've ventilated this topic a bit more, I had chuckles. Like I really, like there were moments where I laughed and I was like, that's a funny line. I got irritated with the way that race was discussed and all of that. And now that we've spoken about it, I'm leaning towards nine on this one.
Nice. I'm glad you agree with me. It's better for everyone.
Yeah.
You haven't done shout-outs in a long time. Do you really have nothing?
We haven't had shout-outs. You disowned Abby's cousin. I don't know if we need to shout out your disowned
Yeah,
cousin.
Look, just Lyndon, the thing is, you make it hard, man.
With your Black Adam.
Like Black Adam was a piece of shit. And then for that to be one of your favorite films, it's like, it questions whether I don't know if it's possible, but maybe we should consider blocking you from hearing
just
the podcast.
Just a bit.
Yeah. Yeah, well, look, I mean.
Maybe stand outside and talk.
Or maybe we have a segment where he gets to present his evidence
viewpoint.
Or his viewpoint for Black Adam.
Yeah.
You can share it with us, Lyndon. If he wanted to share that with us, how would he do that, Jody?
Lyndon, you can write to us on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube, Bicycle Browser Podcast. And you can send us an email at bicyclebrowser@gmail.com.
Oh, well, Lyndon. So good
share
luck with that. We are a tough crowd. But yeah, we're back. It's January. You know you people.
Just waiting for a quality episode.
Stay safe, everyone. Hopefully Netflix will provide soon. I mean, look, we do have some great movies coming out apparently from them. Some good stuff in the works. But we'll see. Stay safe, everyone. Safe, Jody.
Safe, Ross.